This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast it live from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from our Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. Thank you very much. And to everybody who's working on a third watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information about the show and take advantage of the free stuff over there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello again.
Good morning.
Mr. Kevin McCarthy. We were talking about him before the top of the hour. Here's what he had to say, and this will set up the next little stage we're going into here.
I just have to say I wasn't surprised by this at all, but it seems like your censure resolution was well-founded. What's your reaction to the latest news? New York Times broke it.
Well, if you watch, the Democrats are trying to discredit democracy. This is simple, exactly what it is. And we should go further than censure. He should be removed from the chairmanship of the Intel Committee. And one person makes that decision, the Speaker of the House. I requested that in March. Because let's walk through this. 2 years ago, he lied to the American public where he said he had proof and evidence beyond circumstantial and carried us through this nightmare for the last 2 years. He met with Michael Cohen, his staff, what, 3 times, more than 10 hours. He met with Glenn Simpson, with Fusion GPS. And now he met with this whistleblower and lied to the American public. Every time they have attempted a coup, there's been one common denominator, the lies and deceit of Adam Schiff. He is now, as you know, a fact witness. And nowhere in our justice system allows a fact witness to be the prosecutor. He needs to recuse himself today, and the Speaker needs to remove him as the chairman of one of our most sensitive committees that we have,
the Intel Committee.
You don't get any argument from that about removing Schiff from that position.
True, but it's not going to happen.
No.
So, I mean, I'm happy that McCarthy did what he did, and it has teeth, but Pelosi's going to ignore it. and I think that, you know, the Republicans, and I would say not just on the committee, but in the full House, all of those Republicans and all of the voters out here, we all ought to be saying the same thing, because he has been carrying this baton for such a long time that it just keeps adding gasoline to the fire when he's got nothing there.
Now, there was something very interesting, and you said you watched the clip yesterday about it. I didn't watch the clip, but I did send the news article that I did see about Jason Chaffetz and John Brennan. And John Brennan is right, I mean, he's smack dab in the middle of all of this as maybe being the point man for the Obama administration in all this.
Well, you're talking about the Russia collusion piece.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. But he's also been, he's also been mentioning the Ukraine thing too, though.
I haven't seen that part, but he was on CNN two nights ago where he was being interviewed, and whatever that person is at CNN was kind of challenging him, and he said, "Yeah," he said, "you know, this entire." Basis of what Durham and Barr and Trump are doing is illegitimate. He went on with all his that diatribe, but he did admit that he had some concerns that Durham wants to speak to him. Now, I don't know if that necessarily happened under just a letter of request that come in for some kind of a Q&A or an interrogatory, or if it happened under a subpoena. I do not know. He never admitted that. My sense is it was probably a subpoena. But we don't know. Nonetheless, he admitted that Durham wants to see him, and he's already, I think because it got to the point where it hit CNN, he might be a little fretful on this one.
Now, a couple nights ago, we were talking about the whistleblower and talking about how he was a Democrat and a CIA operative and a few other things and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, CNN reported just about what we were talking about a couple nights ago. I wonder if they were listening.
CNN's probably not listening. But, yeah, it looks like somebody, I mean, see, the White House Situation Room has about 30 people assigned to it, and those 30 people are nominated by their respective agencies, and they have certain duties, and those 30 people are divided into, I think, five teams. The White House Situation Room is the one that sets up all the foreign phone calls with whoever the phone calls need to be with, and they have the respective interpreters and translators and so forth. And on top of that, they compile all night long, all day long, any of the news, any of the events that happen worldwide. They create a report that is part of the presidential daily briefing. And one of them was assigned by Obama.
Okie dokie. Well, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we've got a question here from Eric in Seminole, and we'll answer his question for him. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, and welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, to find out more about them and to sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway, which is available by clicking on the logo link on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. By the way, it's worth $1,000 tonight. I did see that when I went over there and looked. The winning award is $1,000, and it changes every day at midnight to something different. So if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link on the right tab right there. You'll have an opportunity to do that, and good luck with that. Then after you get done doing that, take a look at the three levels of membership that they have. And if you decide to become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including that award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which has more coupons and savings in them for things like ammunition and hunting and fishing supplies and camping supplies and all the sort of stuff that you need if you're going to go out and hoof it out there in the woods or whatever. So there you go, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, the website, and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the right tab. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Mr. Eric in Seminole is talking about, he says, is there any chance that all of this impeachment malarkey has anything to do with the beginning of the new fiscal year where politicians barter back and forth for budget cutouts and budget cuts as well as add-ons?
Pelosi has called herself a master legislator, so anything is necessarily possible, but they want to have this impeachment operation done and completed by Thanksgiving. So we don't really know how she's going to play this out. And based on the pressure that she is getting from the minority leader on the procedures of the impeachment inquiry, the fact that she's violated those already, the amicus brief before the judge that was done by Congressman Collins, who sits on the Judiciary Committee under Nadler, and the fact that the entire trigger that Nancy Pelosi pulled in order to launch all the committees to do the impeachment inquiry was done because of the Ukraine phone call. Now we're finding out the Ukraine phone call and the quid pro quo didn't happen, and that all things Ukraine is necessarily falling apart. So now they switched it up to overtly, Trump is asking foreign powers to get involved in the election process again. Well, no, he's not. Because obviously this is dealing with an opponent, running for president, meaning Biden. But, Trump really has cover on this one. He's doing it, you know, out in the open. He's telling media, he's telling people, you know, whoever listens, that he has sent AG Barr and, to make inquiries in Australia, Italy, Ukraine, China. And, we found out a couple of days ago, that the United States has what is known as a mutual, legal, assistance treaty with Ukraine.
Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we also happen to have one with China.
Yep.
That was ratified in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a point, the assistance that is required in this treaty or this agreement says, A, serving documents. B, talking or taking testimony and statements of persons.
Mm-hmm.
Providing original certified copies, photocopies of documents, obtaining and providing expert evaluations, making persons available to give evidence or assist in investigations, locating and identifying people, executing requests for research, inquiries, freezing and seizure of evidence, assisting in forfeiture proceedings, transferring persons in custody for giving evidence or assisting in investigations, any other forms of assistance which is not contrary to the laws of the territory of the requested party. Now, it's a 38-page document. I've just given you some high points in.
All right. Well, we've got Eric on the telephone, Eric from Seminole, and he's got a question, I'm sure. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Sure.
Good morning. Good morning, ma'am. I want to run something by you, and that question that I sent, is, I guess, is kind of interlaced in it. So let's get this straight. So sometime back in March and stuff, all this, this stuff with Ukraine started hitting the news, and it's been hitting periodically since probably 2014 or 15. So summer begins, and people go out and they go boating and sailing and you know, bike riding and go to the beach. They're on vacation and stuff, going school shopping as the summer ends. Not really too many people are paying attention to the news and stuff. And then all of a sudden, President Trump has a routine call sometime at the end of last week of July. Just saying, hey, you know, can you take a look at a few things? You know, I've heard a few things, this, that, and the other. I don't necessarily see anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
So August time frame, you know, people are getting ready for back to school. You know, playoffs are beginning. People are watching TV and stuff. And all of a sudden, after Labor Day, when everybody's back in the routine of school and back sitting around the dinner table watching the 6 o'clock news, yada, yada, you know, kids, you know, doing homework and whatnot. So then all of a sudden, President Trump did X, Y, and Z. Oh, the world's going to come to an end. And now it's also the beginning of the new fiscal year, October 1. We're in fiscal year 2020 for the federal government right now.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got all of a sudden we're going to have impeachment inquiries, which don't take a vote. They're not following the Constitution, from what I understand it to be in my novice experience. So now they don't take this. They don't do that. We got a whistleblower. Rules have been changed, and now everybody's around the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
And now apparently Netflix is coming out with some series regarding the Trump impeachment.
Right.
So you mean to tell me that they've done all these interviews, they've secured plane tickets, interviewed people, done editing, this, that, and the other, just in time for this, just to coincide with this. So my question or statement is this. Is this even real? Okay. Now, is this, what I mean by real is this something, how should I say this? The two top money getters for the Democrat, excuse me, for the Democrat candidate has been Bernie Sanders, and now he's sidelined with a,
right.
You know, God bless him, a heart attack.
Right.
He raked in $25 million over the last quarter or whatever.
Mm.
President Trump's raked in approximately 20 plus million, and you know, just within the last like 3 weeks or so. So what I'm getting at is I think this is a lot, this is a staged political theater that's dangerous because of the amount of Republicans in Congress that seem to have had some sort of envelope slipped under the door. Oh, we're retiring. I've been term limited. The same thing that happened in 2018. 30 of them just, I'm up and retiring.
Okay.
So now, well, I guess.
Well, give us time to answer the question here.
Yeah. I think it's political theater. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you very much. And Eric was on a roll there, Denise, and I love it when he does that. So what do you think?
Well, I don't think in the end he's going to be wrong. Because they wanted to talk about emoluments, and that was an impeachable offense. Well, they're not talking about that anymore. Then, they wanted to talk about the Ukraine phone call. Well, that's essentially falling apart now, too, because there was no quid pro quo. and then now they're saying that he's inviting foreign powers to inject themselves into the election process. Well, I just gave you the fact that we've got these mutual treaties with
right.
Ukraine and China. So
right.
Pelosi knows all of this, and she was part of this cockamamie. She knew in advance about this phone call because that's the way Schiff set it all up. And she used to be on the head of the Intelligence Committee herself. It is a charade. I mean, this is a choreographed operation, and she's given herself, several outs in all of this, and Kevin McCarthy's calling her on it.
Right.
Doug Collins is calling her on it.
Right.
And in the meantime, they hope that it's going to raise money and, change up some voting districts.
Yep.
From red to blue.
Yep.
But in the meantime, the reciprocal of all of that is that Trump is not in any violation of any of this.
Well, what I'm hearing is it's going to change a lot more districts from blue to red than it is red to blue, because the evangelicals are madder than hell, and so aren't a bunch of the independents. And I'm hearing it from, if I didn't get 2,000 emails yesterday, I didn't get 5,000 emails. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing it in all the stuff I'm getting. And anyway, we'll have to talk about it on the weekend show. So have a great day.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And I'm not kidding you, folks. I'm getting thousands of emails from all around the country every day, and they're telling me that they've had it, that they're not going to take it anymore. They're done. These people are going to, and some of them are Democrats. They're going to send a message because they've had it with the nonsense. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump calling on China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter and their dealings in both countries. The president on Twitter saying, as the president of the U.S., I have an absolute right, perhaps even a duty, to investigate corruption. And that would include asking or suggesting other countries to help us out, explanation point. More on the story now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Speaking with reporters at the White House, President Trump said Ukraine should be investigating the Bidens, also in China, which is why Trump says China should also be investigating the former VP and his son.
Because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
And the president suggesting the Bidens have scammed other countries. He also argued that the Democratic impeachment efforts are crumbling.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News Report number 2 of the morning. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Bo was in the studio yesterday and answered questions, and I've got several different emails after he was done that they appreciated the comments that he gave, and he's the one to talk to, 800-659-2080. All righty, well, here's more about them right at here.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More students have chosen to go the technical school route to learn a trade and then come out of high school with a trade, maybe as a welder, maybe as a plumber, a pipe fitter, or perhaps a carpenter, or maybe even a truck driver, or maybe even, something different, electrician or something special. But if you're going
to start out in a union job, which a lot of those jobs are union, you're going to start out as an apprentice. And the apprentice pay is not the same as starting out in real life as an experienced journeyman. Now, you'll get 80% of the starting salary because the new union rules are such that you get 80%. So if you're getting $10 an hour, it would be 8. If you're getting 12, it would be 960. If you're getting 15, it would be 12, if you get my drift. Well, how would you like to start out in a job that would pay you $50,000 or $60,000 a year with the possibility to make a heck of a lot more than that, all based on your ability? Well, you can do it. Check out National Aviation Academy. It can fill the void, give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 or $60,000, and you would be a certified aviation maintenance tech, which is a high in-demand job. They don't have enough of them, and people still have to work on airplanes with their hands. Good old American know-how, right? Now, they've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right there outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Their phone number is 800-659-2080, and in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a great job as a certified aviation maintenance tech. So check them out online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Remember, when you get done doing that, tell them the captain sent you. You get the white gloves treatment. All righty. Well, in veterans news this hour, the VA is being asked to is being told that sharing veterans' health information with non-VA doctors may or may not be the way to go because the VA is sending letters to veterans' homes notifying them of the change. Under the 2018 VA Mission Act, the department was working to ensure that VA physicians and non-VA medical providers could have access to a veteran's health care information in order to treat them. Now, this is a change, and now the electronic exchange of information, which is improving patient safety, so they say, particularly during emergency situations, and allows for improved care and coordination for veterans receiving care in the community. Now, I think all bets are off on that one, or out on that one yet, because I'll tell you what, I found out when I went to the optician I went to have my eyeglasses fixed, and I wound up getting a new pair as a result, that the big box store that I went to, the Mon-Pa store in Sarasota, Only Eyes Optical, they requested my prescription. Well, the big box store didn't just send them my prescription. They sent them all my medical records based on the eye exam that I'd had there and the questions they'd asked me, this, that, and the other. They sent it all to them, which is, by the way, a violation of the law, a violation of the HIPAA law. And I couldn't believe it when I saw it. So, again, here we go. Be careful what you wish for, right? By the way, the Hong Kong, Beijing's troops are already there in Hong Kong, working with the Hong Kong police force. Not a good deal there. And by the way, an American first foreign policy does not include a regime change in Syria, so says the Washington Examiner. Also, that World War II era bomber, the B-17 that crashed in the fireball, trying to take off from the Hartford, Connecticut airport that it was at, 13 people on board. Don't know if it had a problem with the engine or not. It apparently did have some sort of mechanical problem. We heard earlier from Jeff in Los Angeles that they don't use the turbos anymore on those aircraft because of the gasoline. The gasoline is not as rich as it used to be. So that might not have something to do with it. And we appreciate Jeff's comments on that for us. By the way, a special shout-out right now to Christine down in Sarasota. Hello, Christine. To Charles, who's over in Orlando, and he's saying, looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, Captain. Okay, well, if you're going to be where I'm going to be, you betcha, my friend. And also from Nathan, and Nathan is in Buffalo, New York, and he's listening to us up there tonight, and he's saying, sitting here, Captain, getting ready to go to work. I'm work up there on the Customs and Border Protection, and just wanted to let you know that we've got it squared away up here on our border. Wish it could be, we could say the same for the Mexican border. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. And Nathan, you be careful. And I know you probably work there at Niagara Falls, I'm just guessing, although you did say Buffalo. Okay, so, all right. All right, so there you go. And Susan, yes, good morning to you. Gregory, good morning to you. Jim, and don't know where you're from, Jim, because it doesn't say. Don, there we go. Don and Don are listening to us right now up in Carrollton, AM 1330 WLBB. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. And it's just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to Fort Benning, Georgia. So there you go. Where am I going to be Saturday? I'm going to be in Orlando. At the Trumpalooza event. I'll be speaking there, George. Be up on stage. Kathy will be there, too. A number of other people. Joe Gruders will be there. It starts at noon, goes till 9 o'clock at night with the dinner, but the events of the day go from noon to 5, and then they kind of round you up on up and get themselves all ready to go, and then they have a dinner at night. I don't think I'm going to stick around for the dinner, but I am going to be there from noon to 5 for sure. And they also have a breakfast brunch from 10 to noon, which is free. All you got to do is get your tickets, trumpalooza.org. And it's just the way it sounds, trumpalooza, L-O-O-Z-A.org is the website, trumpalooza.org. Matter of fact, George, I'll send you the link there so you got it. How's that? Let me do that here real quick. But anyway, and by the way, congratulations, George. To you yesterday. Trumpapalooza there. I said it wrong. Trumpapalooza. Jeez. Okay, I'll be all right. But anyway, there's the link for you, George. And hopefully that'll take you where you need to go. Get the free tickets that are there, and then away you go. Okay, well, good. If you make it, you make it. We'd be happy to see you. You'll probably know most of the people that are there, George. So there you go. Now, Mr. Shifty Schiff, who is the greatest conniver there seems to be, his timeline isn't making it anymore. You know, all the stuff that's going on there, the things that he's been doing and whatnot, he's just not jiving, not making it anymore. And he's got to understand that he's in big trouble. Because I'm telling you, there's some people, there's some heads going to fall over this one, I do believe. And, by the way, George, let's see. That prayer breakfast and brunch starts at 10 a.m., goes till 12 noon. It's at the Omni Resort in Orlando. That's where we're going to be. So there you go. All righty. Coming right back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. See you right after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with nagging pain, let me tell you, it doesn't matter what it is, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, ankle pain, whatever kind of pain it is, or even just plain old muscle aches, okay? Let's see what we can do for you with the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, it's an all-natural product. There's nothing in there that's bad for you, and there's nothing in there that's prescription or otherwise. It is a natural remedy that will help you get rid of the pain. I've been taking it for about 3.5 years, and it works for me. Now, you can try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start, very simple way to get started. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Takes about 3 to 5 days to get there. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. The $19.95 3-Week Quick Start. Try it, and you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work or not. 80% of the people that take it, stay on it. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Boy, I'll tell you what. And you know, I've been thinking about this since you and I were talking yesterday about all this nonsense going on with this impeachment stuff. It's not working well for the Dems.
And I was thinking about some of the reasons why. When you got the point people out there, the likes of Maxine Waters, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, and Elijah Cummings, people who mainstream America really doesn't care for delivering your message, and then you got Nancy Pelosi, too, you got yourself a little bit of a problem, and all of a sudden, the polls are not faring well for the Democrats in this impeachment stuff.
Yeah, and more stuff continues to come out. I wish the Republicans would fight a little more aside from the usual crowd there and actually put a little bit more effort into it, quite honestly.
Well, yesterday it got a little bit stronger, a little bit tougher with what's going on. We found out that Kevin McCarthy had actually sent a letter to Nancy Pelosi demanding that she do something in pertaining to Schiff, removing him as committee chairman and citing the rules that she's not obeying, because there's a certain way they have to go about this impeachment with the House rules that are in place, and she has not followed them.
Well, I think if she does that, then it opens up the door for the Republicans to also subpoena all sorts of documents and get information, too.
That is correct.
I don't think that she wants to go that route. I think she was trying to sell this to the American public. But based upon the way that they're handling it, the Republicans can tell her to go scratch, pretty much, and
that's
not
right.
Hand anything over. So.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Now, Nancy left herself an out here because of the fact that she's not been following the rules. And here's what she said yesterday, which is really kind of interesting. She said the impeachment vote on Trump is not inevitable. The impeachment vote on Trump is not inevitable.
Well, interesting. I will say, they're still in recess. Are they not for another week?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. Is the media going to be able to keep this thing alive moving forward? I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a difficult thing to do, I think.
The polls are not showing us in their favor. And by the way, and we don't have any way of knowing because it was a closed-door session, but we're being told, it's being leaked to us, that Mr. Volker, who arrived for his testimony yesterday behind closed doors, absolutely put the kibosh to the Democrats' talking points when it came to Giuliani and what was going on in the Ukraine. And if that's the case, then he blew him out of the water again.
Yeah, well, a long testimony that they
that's
had?
That's right.
Yesterday?
That's right.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. If they had anything, it'd be all over the news right now. And from the looks of things, you had the information was being presented, but there was no no quid pro quo. There was no hand. It's just silly. It really is.
Now we're going to change gears, and we're going to start talking about a little bit of finance. But before I get there, there was a Gallup poll that was very interesting yesterday, Chris. It said that the job approval rating for President Donald Trump was higher than the general approval of him personally.
Well, that's interesting.
Isn't that strange?
The polls, though, unfortunately, I don't buy a lot of the stuff that the way that they're written, they want to get a certain answer out of people, and they're used to create news rather than to report on what people actually think. And, that's the thing. Most of the polls, I don't even pay attention to them because we all know how inaccurate they are in the end.
Yeah. Now, we'll get to some economy here some economic news, because it appears that Germany, okay, is having problems right now financially, and they may be in a recession of their own. And China also is having weaknesses in their trading and whatnot. And the U.S. economy is now less insulated than in the past. It seems to be getting pulled down into this, and I'll call it what I believe it is, a global recession. Are you seeing that?
I don't see a global recession. I see a global slowdown.
Okay, all right.
And that, recession means, technically is two quarters of growth going backwards, negative growth. And I just don't see that. I use different metrics than a lot of the media does. My biggest concern out there is are people making more money, which they are. Salaries continue to rise. Is the jobs market continue to be tight here in this country? Around the globe, it's much, much different. The trade war, in many respects, is working. It's not an overnight thing that where you're going to get this process to go through. I believe the tariffs are working. It's interesting. I don't know if you saw this, and actually did kind of make big news, was that we won a big battle at the World Trade Organization.
Oh, yeah. I talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, Matt, you know, that what I found most striking about this is, you know how long the thing's been going on for?
30 years?
15 years. 15.
15, okay.
15 mm-hmm. years. And people actually think we're going to solve the trade issues with China at the WTO when these cases can take over a decade and a half.
No.
With the European Union, which is our major ally. No, you can't. It's not going to get done. It's a waste of time. So, you know, you're going through the people say, oh, no, 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 tariffs got to go through the WTO. Yeah, we'll be waiting 20, 30 years from now, longer with China. After that point, time will steal all of our tech.
Well, you know, jobless claims rose a little bit yesterday. The labor market is still a robust. Services, the service industries might have hit a little bit of a low as hiring slowed a little bit there. However, it's going to come right back with Christmas. You all know that. And the other thing was they're showing that the sales projections for Christmas time this year is going to be from 3.8 to 4.2%, which is a little higher than what it was last year, I think.
The growth that they're saying, a little bit higher than last year. We'll see. You know, I'm curious to see how it all works out, quite honestly. I think that we'll have a decent Christmas. Again, a lot of it has to do with how the media ends up pushing people, quite honestly.
Yeah.
It really does. You know, the people end up buying into their nonsense, quite frankly.
By the way, 85% of the people polled, Republicans in California, said they would leave over the political culture they're currently faced with in California. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out, right?
The funny thing is, too many people leave for a certain reason, and then they still bring those same beliefs to wherever they go.
Oh, God. Welcome to Florida, right?
Jeez. I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Chris, listen, we're going to wish you a happy weekend, and I hope the Giants win. They're playing somewhere, right?
Who they got this weekend? Minnesota.
All right, and we're playing New Orleans over there in New Orleans. But I'll tell you what, the Rays are in the playoffs. The Lightning won last night. Everybody is happy in Tampa Bay.
There you go. Rays are playing good ball.
Yep. All right. Let's see what happens when they go up against the Yankees. That'll be the tell-all if they can get there. Got to get by Houston first. All right. We'll talk to you Monday morning, my friend.
You got it. Have
all right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And by the way, watchdogonwallstreet.com. You'll catch this program all across the country on about 250 radio stations. So many of the stations that I'm on right now, he'll be on, and even some more. So there you go. Now, remember, you know, here in the program, it's all about we the people. And we certainly love being able to talk to folks when we get out and about in the different groups that we go to and tell them about America, because this program is all about America. And I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up at all. When the people go, it's just not going to work. They got us. No, they don't. Not on my watch, folks. If you don't believe me, come to Orlando and listen to what I have to say on Saturday. I guarantee it'll wake some of you up. We'll be right back. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, coming on the air when we get back after the top of the hour news. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.